Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
All right, time for a sports wrap sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in Detroit, go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Myers. He is the man, Mark Wilson.
No score. Still nothing happening in Boston. I mean, lots of action, but no goals. Tuukka Rask and Jimmy Howard, and, you know, they're doing their thing. And Davey Legwand just gave one away. And, you know, so it's still 0-0. A couple and a half minutes into period two at the TD Garden. So nothing doing, nothing cooking yet. When somebody scores, we'll let you know. You'll be the first to find out. At Comerica tonight, the Tigers have at least shaved one run off the 4-0 lead of earlier. It's 4-1, Angels over the Tigers right now in the top of the fourth inning. Luke Pekonen in the game, replacing Drew Smyly. So Smyly already out. Big hit in the game for the Angels is a Howie Kendrick two-run ding. And that's where it stands against Jared Weaver. 4-1, Angels in the start of the three-game series at Comerica. College baseball at West Lafayette. Michigan still leads Purdue 3-1. No score still, Michigan State, Indiana. And Oakland U and Youngstown State, no score. Local scores first on Sportsnet with Parker and Man, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Other Cup playoffs, round one, game two. Canadians have scored twice now in Tampa. It's 2-0 over the Lightning. It's actually St. Pete, I guess, isn't it? Rene Bourque with his first for Montreal, and the Canadians trying to take a 2-0 lead in that series. The Anaheim Ducks lead the Stars 1-0 in that series. That game two starts at 10 o'clock. Other baseball, American League, Toronto over Cleveland 1-0 fifth. Baltimore over Boston 4-0 fourth. Same inning, same score. Yankees over Tampa 4-0. Texas leads the White Sox in the second 2-0. Nothing doing yet at KC against the for the Twins and the Royals. National League this afternoon, Cincinnati beat the Cubs 4-1. The Cubs have scored just 3 runs in their last 35 innings. Cardinals and Nationals tied at 1 in the 6th. Milwaukee over Pittsburgh 4-2 5th. Atlanta leads the Mets at Citi Field 1-0 6th inning. In that game, 6-1 now Angels? 6-1 Angels. In that game, Aaron Harang is not allowed a hit yet to the New York Mets. Pitching now for the Atlanta Braves, Harang, he's been with a bunch of teams, has a no-no going in at Citi Field. Philadelphia, Colorado about to start in just a few minutes. Two others start at 10-10. One interleague series, 4th inning. Gerald Saltalamacchia with his second homer of the season. Miami leads Seattle 4-2. PGA Tour Heritage round two at Hilton Head has been suspended due to rain earlier in the day. That means they're not even close to being done with round two. In the clubhouse lead with a 67, finishing his second round is KJ Choi. He's at minus 5 with a one-shot lead on Robert Allenby, who's only through 5. NBA playoffs start tomorrow with 4 games. Nets at Toronto 12:30. Warriors and Clippers at Staples 3:30. Atlanta and Indiana 7. And the Tayshaun Prince-led Memphis Grizzlies at Oklahoma City at 9:30. And that is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts.
It was a Trout double. One out double knocked in
you
two.
You know, I got to be honest with you. That Trout is pretty good. I'm not going to kid you.
It's his second double of the night. And Pujols is up. He doubled in the third.
iHeartRadio app. Don't forget to download that. We web stream. I don't know if you're even noticing this, but you can watch us here. We've been doing this all month. This is the end of our first month.
Has it been a month already?
This Good Friday is the end of our first month.
Maybe so we got 2 more months on this contract.
That's all we got. Then we're finished. Then it's another 6 years apart. Then I'm heading back to the Southern Mojave, and you're going to do whatever you do. It will be I'll see you again in 2020.
I don't know about that.
Web stream at parkerandtheman.com and premiersportstalknetwork.com. And don't forget tomorrow, Bob Bauer. Outdoor World, 10 to noon. When he's live, he's terrific.
Do it live. I'll write it, and we'll do it live.
Bob, calm down. Okay, we got you.
10 to noon tomorrow right here on AM 1130 WDFN The Fan. And Gridiron and the Chef back at Chelly's Chili Sunday. Don't forget.
Easter Sunday, they'll be there before the game.
They do their big tailgate, 8:30. That's where they get there. 9 o'clock, they're on the air from 9 to 11 right here. You got your Theo Gridiron. You got your Chef Rob Wise. He's an actual chef. I mean, he can cook you up something nice, but they'll have some stuff out there for you. Chelly's Chili is the place. That's Sunday. Every time there's a Comerica Park home game on Sunday, Gridiron and the Chef are there for you. 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock. So make your way. Go see them. Go say hey. And bring a couple of cans. I think they're still doing right the Gleaners thing for Gleaners Food Bank. And you get a little chipped action from Better Made Potato Chips and Faygo Pop.
Very nice.
Come on. Hashtag Pure Michigan. See what I'm saying? Hashtag Pure Michigan. Hashtag Theo Gridiron and Rob. pure Michigan.
248-848-1130. We're just talking about the Pistons, the 30 for 30 special on ESPN, plus the Adrian Dantley controversy. Oh, my goodness. Is that gone?
Gone. Hit the top of the wall?
Is that not a home run?
Oh, I got to look at that one.
It's 7-1, but that might be Kendrick again. That might be another two-run homer. How is that not a home run?
It looked like it hit the top of the wall.
Well, he's going to get a replay.
And if it hits top of the wall with the yellow line, that's a home run.
If it's the yellow line, it's a home run, right?
That's pretty distinct. Mike Socha's out there now.
I don't remember Kendrick being such a powerful hitter the other way, is he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Howie's had the power that way.
No, he's
maybe
got
not great. Maybe he's better.
Well, here we go, Mark. Here it is.
That's
like
a
homer.
That's a homer.
Are you kidding? That hit.
Yeah, Socha came right out. That's got to be a homer.
That hit the top of that thing there. So it's going to be.
It'll be what? 9-1? 8-1?
8-1.
I thought there were still two on.
No. Boy, look at that. I mean, the outfielders had no shot like at doing anything. It was so out of there. So we were talking Piston stuff, and Mark, of course, now let's talk about the whole GM search and looking for somebody.
Oh, how about this? Yeah, there is a firm that has been retained. It's called Korn Ferry. It's the Korn Ferry. It's a research firm. They do searches. They check for CEOs, and, you know, sports teams can hire them to help in their search. They actually put everything in a nice little packet.
When I was a kid, I used to have Korn Ferry with some milk in the morning.
Did you do it? Did you eat it live, though? Or did you, you know, were you?
We always ate breakfast live.
Do it live! I'll write it, and we'll do it live!
We're just getting it all out now.
I know. We just can't help it. You know, it's like a new toy. It's like when your girlfriend gets a new toy, you know what I mean? It's just like the end of it.
I'm not going to be a party to that. You stand on your own merits.
It's just the look Gary just gave me, just like. Oh.
Anyhow, part of that firm is a guy named Jed Hughes. Jed Hughes is a former Michigan linebackers coach under Bo Schembechler. So once again, we have to get the Michigan the Schembechler influence. I'm telling you, Bo's been gone 7 years. He died in, I want to say, 06 or 07, maybe 8 years. And God bless him. I love Bo. You know that. You know, I know you. You know. Forget the part about how he did as a coach.
No, I've never had any issues with Bo. You can't be the greatest coach ever and never won a championship.
Are you shocked by how much influence, like in daily life, there is still with Bo Schembechler?
Yeah, I mean, he was big of a figure.
You're from New York. I'm from Chicago. I've never seen anything like it in my
people
area.
Hold on to stuff, Mark.
Here they hold on to stuff.
Yes, they
really
hold on to stuff.
I'm a Michigan guy. I've been here
a long
time.
I've been here 20 years. You've been here 25 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Well, longer in Michigan.
Right, because you went to college, right.
Yeah, and lived in Lansing.
Right.
And worked in Lansing.
They just called it home run. They saw it. It was a home run. That's 2-2-1 home run.
But, Rob,
we
didn't even need a replay to see that.
No, I know. All right, 248-848-1130.
All right, so we're talking about the search now, too. Larry in Plymouth, you're on Sportsnet with Parker DeMann back on the Fan. Month in. What's up, Larry?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Doing great.
I'm obsessed now with Rob's girlfriend's toys. Now I'm
I will not
I forgot what I was
be a party.
What? I'm just
to that party.
What? What?
So I was during the bad boy era. I was like high school, college age, and I was like completely obsessed with the business at that time. So I remember all this stuff. I think one thing people forget is, like, when Adrian Dantley would get the ball, they would do that thing where they would clear out the entire half of the court, and the other guys would go stand on the other side, and he'd grab the ball, and he would wipe the sweat from his forehead.
Right, right.
He'd have time, he'd pull a pick out of his back pocket.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, it just started slowing the game down. I mean, he was always like that. But, I mean, this was the second year of Rodman and Sally, and they were trying to run the ball more. So, I mean, that was becoming a problem. And there was also an issue where the Pistons had lost a lot of games early in the season to three teams that they had a chance they could play in the playoffs. That was the Knicks, the Pacers, and the Cavaliers. And they also were games that Dantley didn't play that well.
Yeah, but he really hurt them getting to the finals the year before. I mean, come on. I mean, I hear you, and I understand it, and I'm still not buying that the Pistons really believed that they couldn't get to the finals.
Hey, Larry, let's go back and remember, and I know what you're saying here.
I hear you on that.
It
was a black hole. They throw the ball in and play one-on-one. I got it.
Larry, who were the three guys in the NBA in that era that we used to call NBA posers? Because they used to pose with the basketball. Remember the three names?
Oh, my God. I'm not even sure.
All right, I'll flip the cards. You got Dantley. He did this number all the time. You have Alex English, who I mentioned earlier, and the Iceman from Eastern Michigan, George Gervin.
Absolutely.
They were called the NBA posers. There was almost like a trio of guys.
They would hold the ball and
And we all thought that they'd never win a damn thing, but they'd score a ton. And yes, Dantley kind of got out of the mold because he went to the finals in 88. He was part of the finals. I give him that.
Yeah, I mean, he did get screwed. I mean, I feel bad for him.
Okay.
And the way the playoffs ended up going down that year, they probably would have won those playoff series with him. But I just know that there were teams that he struggled against that they could have met in the playoffs. Because I think, if I'm not mistaken, they had not beaten the Knicks one time that year, and I think they played him in the playoffs, and they hadn't played him without
him. That's a good point. San Antonio's going into this postseason. They have not beaten, what is it, Oklahoma City once? And the Clippers?
And they've won a ton of games, but they've beaten everybody else.
Like they're 0-8 against those two teams this year?
Which will be interesting when they meet up in the Western Conference.
That's a similar thing with the Spurs, and you're right.
But Larry, you understand why he's hot, still hot about it. I mean, here you played this long NBA career, and you didn't get a chance to win on a team that wound up winning two championships.
I do understand it, but I also think that he doesn't look in the mirror and says, you know, I take some blame.
No, he never does, Larry. That's you're absolutely right. I'll tell you about AD. It's never on him. Never.
Yeah. I mean, that was a great interview that one of your buddies did down the dial earlier this afternoon with him. But I wish he had brought up the issue with him wanting to leave the game when Daly wanted to leave the game that they made a point of last night, you know?
Yeah, well, you know. Say what you want. There's other things in there, Larry, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. Also, if I could bring up one more thing for that Bad Boys show yesterday.
Yes.
The one thing, when they showed Rick Mahorn crying, I mean, the one thing that I thought about at that moment was who they protected instead of Rick Mahorn, and that was William Bedford.
Yeah, but remember, that was the big controversy was
yeah.
Because McCluskey loved Billy Bedford, and even through the cocaine thing.
And they thought that he was going to be a player, and that was one of those GM moves where
that was Darko before Darko
yep.
in many ways.
Exactly.
And Darko was actually a better player than Billy Bedford.
Boy, there's a contest.
But you always got to remember, GMs, when they draft people and they
for dear life, right?
Right. Ron? It's kind of like, this is my guy. I'm going to prove to you that I was right by picking him. And he was younger, too, right?
It's not just here. That's all over the NBA.
It happens all the time.
And then also, Mahorn ended up with the Sixers. This is another thing they didn't bring up. The Pistons had a hell of a time beating the Sixers with Barkley and Mahorn that following year, and they lucked out in not having to face them in the playoffs.
Well, Mahorn thought it was the greatest thing ever that he got to actually kind of beat up Laimbeer.
And do you remember they were the bump and thump? Is that what
bump
they were?
Bump and thump.
Bump and thump, they called those guys. And when I was covering the Nets,
thanks, Larry.
I sat behind, thanks a lot, on the baseline mark at the Spectrum. Right? And those guys came for a loose ball, both of them, and knocked me back into the crowd.
Oh, you got hit?
I got hit by both of them.
Yep. TV time? Little TV time for Art Parker?
And Steve Albert was talking about me when I get knocked
Rob
over.
Rob Parker just got knocked over. He talks like Marv.
That's what he does.
He just got
great,
knocked
great
over.
Great guy, Steve Albert. You know
somebody,
him?
I met him like once. Yeah. I don't know him
really nice
well.
Guy, real nice guy.
Hey, Rob Parker from the New York Daily Post.
Daily News.
Whatever. Same thing. You got to see this guy live in person. He's that good.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
I'm Steve Albert tonight, coming to you live from.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
All right. 248-848-1130. A little more on the Pistons stuff, and then we're off to other worlds in the 9 o'clock hour.
Especially, I told you, I'm not happy with the NBA commissioner, and if these players sell out these kids, I will.
This is kind of a college thing coming up too. This Adam Silver stuff.
If the union sells these kids out, I'll be very, very disappointed.
Boy, doesn't it still amaze you how old people want to hold the young people back?
Terrible. I don't even know how in the world could a union do that to potential people coming in. What the NFL did to the young players, starting with Cam Newton, Mark, screwed Cam Newton big time,
yeah.
and on down, and now what potentially the union could do in screwing the players
really,
coming out of college.
You got to listen up, because there's a great dichotomy today about this situation we're about to talk about. It's pretty good, and it just goes to show you the inequity of college sports is related to money being made, okay? Just get that in your head. 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker and the Man for a good Friday heading into an Easter weekend on Detroit's 1130. Yes? What?
WDFN, you were going to say.
WDFN the Fan.
And we're live on Good Friday.
Oh, my God.
Do it live! I'll write it, and we'll do it live!
You are listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's number one late, live, local sports show.
Oh, it's so good.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
All right, so what did I say earlier? I'm driving around the 8 Mile Haggerty area. I'm doing all that today. I've got that business going on, and there's still stuff going there and happening all over the place and on the roads, and I'm just praying that I don't have an issue. But if I did have one, and every time I need to take a car, I guess, you know, for just regular maintenance, you should do the same thing and take your car, truck, or van to the pros at Expert Car Care.
That's right, Mark. You know what? They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all, you'll be back on the road safe and sound in no time, often the same day.
It's XPERT Car Care. Services everything on your vehicle, top to bottom, A to Z. Something as simple as a tire repair or a windshield wiper, or as major as replacing an engine or transmission. And if you just mention the P&M guys right here, oh, dude, you're in like Flint, man. Make it happen.
You mean mention Parker and the Man. And, Mark, you will receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if it's needed.
That's over $100 in savings passed on to you. Expert Car Care has locations on 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. And you say, Parker to Man, look what you get. Expert Car Care, Mike and his good people, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yep.
Go get Expert Car Care.
Ooh, I got a text. Let's see if it's a good one. Let's see what we got here. Could be a big one. Actually, I got a text from someone saying ESPN's Pistons 30 for 30 Bad Boy show is off the hizzer. Shows how good sports journalism can be. Can't take how good this one is. That good? I can't wait to watch it then.
It is good, Mark, as far as those kind of things, when you put some effort into them, you could do good stuff like that. Everybody always believes. You know what it is?
What?
It's like 60 Minutes. Everybody believes nobody wants long form or long piece journalism. Yes, they do. If it's good and well done, yeah, yes, they do. That show's been on for 40 years, Mark, right?
Mm-hmm. Anything that if it's good and well done, you'll watch.
You'll watch.
Yes.
Everything doesn't have to be 15 seconds long for people to be interested in it.
Still no score. Wings and Bruins, 5:28 to play in the second, and 8-1 Angels over the Tigers.
See,
right now.
I expected that this would be the Bruins' wing score would be 8-1.
8-1 Boston?
And it would be no score right from that game.
Because of that big Smiley-Weaver matchup?
Exactly.
Is that what you're trying to tell me? Well, look, getting into the 9 o'clock hour as a kind of an offshoot to this idea that the Pistons have a search firm now looking for a general manager. You brought up Kiki Vandeweghe's name, which I thought was very interesting. I think there'll be a ton of names here. And, yes, George David and Ken Catanella will be considered. But the idea that John Lawyer will be considered as to remain as head coach, I don't believe that for a minute.
No, not at all.
Not for a minute. So that's you're going to have your fourth head coach in a calendar year, starting with L. Frank, Mo Cheeks, John Lawyer, and then whoever they bring in for number four. And that's happening now. I mean, so at least they're getting serious about it. Stop with the Lionel Hollins. Twice they had a chance to hire him. They said no. I mean, if they do hire him now, then explain to me why you didn't hire him twice. Two times before you hired Mo, and then he actually openly campaigned to replace Cheeks when Cheeks got busted. I've never heard of a guy, because we don't see it often, guy gets fired after 50 games.
He won the most games in the history of that franchise that year, and he got canned.
Right. You're talking about the Memphis thing.
Right.
I'm talking about the fact that he's available and the Pistons still didn't want him. They had a chance to bring him in if they wanted to. Twice.
Second time, it's probably just scratched. That whole thing didn't make sense to me.
Well, either way. But, I mean, the first thing EP puts up there is Lionel Hollins.
Right. He loves Lionel Hollins. Look.
I liked him as a player. You know what I saw Lionel Hollins do once when he played for the Sixers? Swear to God he did this. I saw him score 12 points in 8 seconds. Scored 12 points in 8 seconds. Lionel Hollins did against the Bulls. Saw the game. I was at the game. It was inbound steal, I mean, he did it like three straight times. That's after hitting two big jump shots. I'm telling you, it was in eight, I want to say, I don't know. I've lost time frame. Was it 70s, 78, 79, I don't know, 77, when he played for the Sixers.
Yeah, he was a good player.
Good player.
He was a good player. Absolutely.
All right.
His son's pretty good too, right? His son's a major college
basketball. Oh, yeah. Kid, Minnesota? Sure. Are you kidding? Yeah. The Highlands kids, they're terrific. That kid's going to have some play. Oh, speaking of that, not until he's 20, as it turns out. That's what Adam Silver, your new commissioner of the NBA, is campaigning for. He says, I'm making it a top priority. I want to for all you that want these guys to stay in college, you're going to get your wish. Because Adam Silver, this is his thing now. David Stern's gone. Adam Silver's in. That's his thing. He wants the age to be 20, minimum.
Which could mean 3 years of college basketball. And this whole notion that they're going to work, they want maybe let's work with the league to have some cash incentives to make the kids stay. Mark, I'm going to tell you, and this is the last time, okay? I don't. It's racist. And I'm going to call it what I see. This is racist. The only two sports that they want to make people stay in is football and basketball, which are both 75-80% black, right? And you're telling me hockey, baseball, tennis, golf, everybody else can get to go.
Simmer.
No, I'm not going to simmer down. They can go and be professionals and make money, right? And you're trying to make rules to stop who? If the kids aren't good enough, Mark, you hear me? Mark, what's his name? Silverman?
Adam Silver.
Adam Silver. If the kids aren't good enough, don't draft them. Stop with making up these phony rules that are anti-American. You have a right to earn a living. Stop it. I don't understand it. I'm so pissed every time I hear these phony rules, Mark. Only football and basketball? Why is that?
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Happy Easter. We'll talk more about that in the 9 o'clock
hour. I'm serious. You could be a tennis pro at 14, Mark, and they get tutors and they can get help and everything. And you're going to tell me you'll make up a rule and make a kid stay in school? Stop it.
Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint, the worst is yet to come.